Brothers and sisters, before we turn our hearts to the Word of God,
弟兄姊妹，在我们读神的话之前，
I need to take an opportunity to ask you to forgive me.
我愿意借这个机会来请求你原谅我。
I know that last evening I cut my brother short as he was translating.
昨天晚上，我把弟兄的翻译打断。
When I speak in Brazil, it is not a difficulty for the translator.
我在巴西讲道的时候，翻译的弟兄没有什么难处。
But I understand because of the Chinese language, we have to be careful.
我知道我们在这边讲中文需要小心一点。
So I ask you to forgive me.
所以我请求你原谅我。
And we have already asked the Lord to help us speak shorter sentences.
我们已经求主帮助我们能够用短的句子。
We began last night to consider together our Lord Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
昨天晚上开始，我们来思考我们的主耶稣基督是用圣灵施洗者。
The responsibility of identifying him.Was given to John the Baptist.
这个责任是交托给施洗约翰，他来认明主耶稣是用圣灵施洗的。
John was sent to baptize in water.
约翰被差遣来用水施洗。
But there was an occasion when the Lord Jesus came to him to be baptized.
当主来到他的跟前要受洗的时候。
And when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down upon him as a form, in the form of a dove.
当他受完洗之后。圣灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他的身上。
And the Holy Spirit remained on him.
圣灵也停在他的身上。
And John was told that this would identify this person as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
神告诉施洗约翰，这位就是那用圣灵施洗者。
This was our Lord Jesus Christ.
这位就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Now when we go back in the history of our Lord,
我们要回到历史上来看。
At least his history here on the earth.
至少是在地球上的历史。
We discover it began with the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们发现这是从圣灵的工作开始。
You know, we should not be surprised to find out that the Holy Spirit has been working for a long time.
我们不应该觉得惊奇，因为圣灵已经做工很久。
If you turn to the second verse in the first chapter of the Bible,
如果你看圣经的第二经节
In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2,
在创世纪第一章第二节
You find the Spirit of God was at work.
你看见神的灵在运行
And if you go all the way to the end of the Bible,
如果你一直翻到圣经的末了
To Revelation chapter 22,
到启示录二十二章
We hear what John writes.
我们听见约翰在那边说
The Spirit and the Bride say, Come.
圣灵和心腹说来
The same Holy Spirit,
同样的圣灵
who was there in the beginning,
在起初就是
is also very much involved at the end.
在结尾的时候他仍然在做工
But my brothers and sisters, there's a special work the Holy Spirit needed to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹圣灵有一件特别的工要做
God the Son had to be incarnated.
神的儿子要道成肉身。
In order for God's purpose to be fulfilled,
为着成就神的旨意。
The Son of God had to become a human being.
神的儿子必须要成为人。
Because God's purpose is invested in human beings.
因为神的旨意要在人身上来成就。
When God said, let us make man in our own image,
当神说让我们照着我们的形象来造人
God was revealing that there's something that he is investing in man.
神在那边把一些事情放在交托在人的身上
We don't want to spend time tonight to go into some of the details of that.
今天晚上我们不会花时间来仔细看这件事
But to simply make the statement.
我们只要简单的来陈述这件事
That God in his great wisdom has created man as a way of fulfilling his purpose.
神在他的智慧中创造人是为了成就他的旨意。
We know that when God created the first man, He created him perfectly.
我们知道，当神造起初第一个人的时候，
他造的完美。He was a perfect being.
他是一个完美的。
The first human being that had ever existed.
存在的第一个人。
And so God had made the person He wanted right in the beginning.
在起初的时候，神就造了一个他所要的人。
But God did not want man to be a robot.
但是神不要人成为机器人。
He wanted man to be someone who would obey him out of love and out of knowing what God's will was.
他愿意人成为因着爱，因为认识神而来顺服神。
He wanted this being to have an open, flowing, rich relationship with him.
他让人与他之间有一个开放的、活泼的关系。
But God saw it was necessary to test him.
神觉得非常有必要要来试验人。
And so when he tested him, the man failed.
当神试验人的时候，人就失败。
But we worship our God tonight, my brothers and sisters, that God did not change his mind.
我们感谢我们的主，因为他没有改变他的计划。
He did not decide to go another way and do things in another way.
他没有决定说我要用另外一种方式，用另外一种道路来走。
So in his heart, he found a way to continue to fill his purpose using man.
所以在他的心目中间，他要继续用人来成就他的目的。
And that was that his own son, his own eternal son, had to become a human being.
这就是说他自己的独生爱子要成为一个人。
And the word of God tells us that the way God did this was the Holy Spirit came and conceived in the womb of Mary, the Son of God who became Jesus of Nazareth.
圣经告诉我们说，那就是有一天玛利亚要借着圣灵怀孕，神的儿子要成为人。
Now, he was and is and will continue to be the eternal Son of God.
他过去是，现在是，以致永远都是神的永生的儿子。
But something that I have difficulty understanding is how can the eternal Son of God become a human being?
但这件事情却是我永远没法明白，就是这位永生神的儿子怎么能够成为一个人。
But this is what the Word of God teaches us.
但这却是圣经神的话告诉我们。
That God the Son was incarnated in Jesus of Nazareth.
就是神的儿子道成了肉身，成为拿撒勒的耶稣。
And he became the second man.
他就成为这第二个人。
In our Lord Jesus, God has started all over again.
在主耶稣基督的里面，神重新开始他的工作。
And so, the mankind that God is creating in his Son will fulfill the purpose of God.
在他的儿子里面，神重新创造了这个人类，要成就神的旨意。
So he became a man.
所以他成为人。
He lived an absolutely perfect life.
他过着一个完美的生活。
A life that was totally acceptable to the Heavenly Father.
这是一个完全被神所悦纳的人。
He could say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
他可以说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
The Father has never been able to say that about another human being.
对另外一个人，父神永远不可能说这句话。
But he was able to say it about his own son who was incarnated in Jesus of Nazareth.
但是他却可以对道成肉身的拿撒勒人耶稣说这句话。
Now, the Father spoke these words when the Lord Jesus went to John to be baptized.
当主耶稣来到施洗约翰这边受洗的时候，父神说了这句话。
And when he came up out of the waters,
当他从水里出来的时候，
when our Lord Jesus came up out of the waters of baptism,
当主耶稣受完洗从水里站起来
的时候， the Holy Spirit came down upon him in the form of a dove.
圣灵就像鸽子一样降在他的身上。
And thus he was identified as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
这样就证明他就是那位用圣灵施洗的人。
Brothers and sisters, it seems to me that this matter of being baptized in the Holy Spirit has always been in the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得用圣灵来施洗这件事一直在神的心意中。
But a work needed to be done before it could be experienced by human beings.
但是人类要来经历这件事时，必须要先要神完成一部分工作。
God had to create human beings that could receive the Holy Spirit the way we find it in the New Testament.
为着接受圣灵，神必须来预备好一般的人。
So John the Baptist identifies our Lord Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
所以施洗约翰就在这边显明耶稣基督就是用圣灵施洗者。
Now tonight we want to consider what we find in John 14, 15 and 16.
今天晚上我们要来看在约翰福音14章、15章、16章里。
You know the disciples have been with our Lord Jesus for a little over 3 years.
我们知道门徒这个时候跟随主已经有超过三年的时间。
And now it's coming to the end of his time here on the earth.
现在他在地上的时间已经快要结束。
In a very short period of time, our Lord will be crucified.
很短时间以后，我们的主要被钉死在十字架上。
Buried, resurrected, and exalted back to the Father's right hand.
被埋葬、复活。然后升天回到父神的那里。
But in order that God may have a people, a humanity that would be pleasing to Him,
为着要得到一群人来讨父来喜悦，让父神喜悦。
Something else needed to happen.
另外的一件事情必须发生。
And that is this work of sending the Holy Spirit.
这个就是要就是主要差遣圣灵来做。
So it seems to me that our Lord.Here at the end of his time here on the earth, when he's with his disciples, he sees the need of having a lengthy conversation with them.
当主在地上的时间快要结束的时候，他发现有非常有必要，他要花时间来跟门徒谈这件事。
So we have in John 14, 15, and 16, a long conversation that our Lord Jesus had with his disciples.
所以我们在约翰福音十五、十六、十四、十五、十六三章里边，看见主耶稣跟他的门徒这长篇的对话。
Now notice with me in chapter 14 and verse 1.
我们看十四章第一节。
Our Lord Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me."
这是主耶稣在对他们说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
在我父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已经告
诉你了。If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am,There you may be also.
我去原是为你们预备地方去的。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
Now, here is an instance in the Word of God where it's unfortunate that we have the chapter divisions.
但是很可惜，我们在这边把这个分章把它切断了。
We know that chapter divisions were added many years after the Bible.
我们知道在一章里边分段是后来的事情。
And we thank God for those who labored and performed this matter of dividing into chapters and verses.
我们感谢神有人来这边做工，把这些圣经把它分成章段来告诉我们。
But sometimes it creates a problem for us.
有些时候会成为问题。
And we do not go back to the previous chapter and read what precedewhat we're reading in the present chapter.
有些时候我们就不会回到前一章来看到底在这个话之前说了些什么。
So here in chapter 13, our Lord Jesus is talking to Simon Peter.
在13章这边我们的主跟西门彼得说话。
Because Peter has asked him a question.
彼得在那里问主一个问题。
He wants to know where is the Lord going.
他想知道主去什么地方。
And Peter's response is, well, the Lord says, where I'm going, you cannot follow me now. This is in verse 36.
在36节这边，主耶稣回答说，我去的地方，你现在不能跟我去。
But you will follow later. But Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you.
彼得说, 主啊, 我为什么现在不能跟你去呢? 我愿意为你舍命。
And then verse 38, Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times.
耶稣说, 你愿意为我舍命吗? 我实实在在地告诉你, 鸡叫已先, 你要三次不认我。
Now there's not a break between that verse and verse 1 of chapter 14.
在这个节跟14章第一节之间没有中断。
The conversation continues.
这个对话继续。
And what does our Lord Jesus say?
我们主说什么呢?
Peter, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
彼得,你的心里不要忧愁,你信神也当信我。
Now why did our Lord Jesus say that to Peter?
主为什么对彼得说这句话?
Because he was grieved that the Lord Jesus said to him that you will deny me three times.
因为主对他说,鸡叫已先,你要三次不认我。
And so our Lord responds by telling him, don't let your heart be troubled.
所以主也继续对他说,
and this is what I would call the introduction to the classes on baptism that our Lord Jesus is going to give to his disciples.
这一段就是我说的,主耶稣要给他们讲圣灵的洗的时候, 那个引言,
not water baptism, but the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
不是用水施浸, 而是用圣灵来施浸。
Because until this point, he has not talked with them much about this issue of him leaving and what's going to happen when he's gone.
因为在这之前他还没有跟他们谈很多他要离开然后以后会发生什么。
Now traditionally these verses in John 14 are read at funerals.
在历史上在传统的里面这些经节经常是在葬礼上引用的。
But I've read these verses many times and I don't think that our Lord intended them to be read at a funeral.
我读过这些经节很多次,我不觉得主是让我们在葬礼上来用这些圣经。
He was not speaking to men who were concerned about dying.
他没有在对那些将要死的人说话。
He was speaking to men who were concerned about how to live.
他是在为着那些愿意知道怎么生活的人说话。
And so our Lord begins to introduce them to this issue of the blessed Holy Spirit of God.
所以主在这边预备他们能够接受要来
Now we mentioned this just briefly last night.
昨天晚上我们只是简单的提到,
but tonight we want to go on with it a little bit more.
今天晚上我们愿意继续下去。
I know what it says in the bulletin or whatever you call it, the handbook.
我知道,
that we're supposed to share on Acts chapter 2 tonight.
我知道在我们的节目单里边说到今天晚上我们要分享使徒行传第二章。
And if we want to stay here until 12 o'clock, we can do that.
如果我们愿意待到12点的话,我们是可以讲到那里。
But I felt the Lord wants us to go back and consider together what he said to these disciples on this occasion.
但我觉得神要我们回到这里来看看神对这些门徒所说的话。
We mentioned last evening that there are five places in this portion of scripture in John 14, 15, and 16, where the Lord Jesus mentions the Holy Spirit.
我们昨天提到，在这三章的里面，主耶稣有五次提到了圣灵的工作。And it seems
to me that this is our Lord's effort to help the disciples get prepared for what is going to happen to them on the day of Pentecost.
我认为这是主在预备他的门徒要来
Now, when we go back in John's Gospel, we discover that our Lord talks about the Holy Spirit on a number of occasions.
我们回到约翰福音前面的章节，发现主耶稣有几次提到。
For instance, when he talks to Nicodemus in chapter 3,
在第三章，他跟尼哥底母谈话的时候，
he tells Nicodemus, in order for you to see the kingdom of God, you have to be born from above.
他告诉尼哥底母说,如果你要见神的国的话,你必须要从上头来重生。
In order for you to enter the kingdom, you had to be born of water and the Spirit.
你若要进神的国的话,你必须要从水和圣灵重生。
And he goes on in verse 16 of that chapter to talk about receiving eternal life.
他继续到3章16节说到 接受这个永生。
Then in chapter 4 of this gospel, John records for us a conversation between our Lord Jesus and a woman from Samaria, a Samaritan woman.
到了第四章，约翰那边记载着主耶稣跟一位撒玛利亚妇人的谈话。
And during his conversation with her, he mentions this matter of worship.
在他跟妇人谈话的过程中，他提到了敬拜这件事。
Actually, it's the woman who brings up the topic.
其实是那位妇人提到这个事情。
But the Lord Jesus responds to her and tells her that those who are true worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth.
作为回答，主耶稣告诉他，真正的敬拜神的人是在灵和真实里敬拜。
And then in chapter 7, we mentioned last evening that our Lord Jesus is talking about this matter of people being thirsty.
然后到了第七章，昨天晚上我们提到，主耶稣说到人的干渴。
And John explains to us that those words there in John 7 have reference to the Holy Spirit after the Lord Jesus is glorified.
约翰在那边提到了，这是指的当主耶稣得到荣耀之后，所要承受圣灵所。
So this experience of having rivers of living water flowing out of our innermost being is something that can only be realized after the day of Pentecost.
所以只有当五旬节来到以后，人们才可以经历到这件事实，就是从他的腹中要流出活水的江河。
And then when we get to verses of chapters 14, 15, and 16,
然后我们就来到第十四章的第十五、十六、十七。
Our Lord Jesus goes into more detail about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣继续来详细地谈到要来的圣灵。
Now we mentioned in the beginning that the Holy Spirit has always been actively involved in God's work.
我们开始的时候提到圣灵在神的工作里边一直在积极地做工。
And we discover that he is actively involved at the end.
我们也看到到结束的时候圣灵也在那里积极地工作。
So I think it's right for us to assume that not only was he involved in the beginning and involved at the end, but he's involved all the way through.
所以我觉得我们可以这样子的来设想，就是他不仅是开头，不仅是结束，而是充满了整个的过程。
There are many examples in the Old Testament of the Holy Spirit working.
在旧约圣经里边充满了例子，圣灵做工的例子。
But here in John 7, we have a mention that something different is going to happen.
在约翰
that is related to our Lord Jesus being glorified.
约翰福音第七章这边提到一件特别的事情，就是圣灵的这个工作要跟耶稣基督得荣耀发生关系。
And to me it seems our Lord is talking about what's going to happen on the day of Pentecost.
对我的理解，这件事情就是要在五旬节所发生的事。
It's at this point on the day of Pentecost that our Lord Jesus is going to begin to exercise his position as baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
就是那个五旬节的时候，主耶稣要来成就他自己的做用圣灵施洗的那个责任。
It seems to me that we don't see any evidence of this during the time our Lord Jesus is here on the earth with his disciples.
当主耶稣在地上与他门徒同在的时候，这件事情没有办法实现。
No question the Holy Spirit is wondering, working wonderfully in him and through him.
没有问题，那个时候圣灵坐在他，借着他也做奇妙的工作。
But we don't have any evidence that I have been able to find that proves that our Lord Jesus functioned as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit while he was here.
但是我们却找不到任何的证据可以告诉我们说，当他在地上的时候，他可以用圣灵来施洗。
So it's after his ascension, after he's been glorified, that he begins to function as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
是当他得到荣耀，升到天上去以后，他才可以来实行他用圣灵施洗的这个职分。
But what he says in John 14, 15, and 16 is preparation for that event when the Holy Spirit will come.
他在14章、15章、16章里边所要说的是来预备他的门徒来等候五旬节的到来。
So for me, what he even says here in the beginning of chapter 14 has to do with the coming of the Holy Spirit.
对我来讲，14章开头的这些经节是跟要来的圣灵有关系。
So let's go through the five places in John's Gospel and these chapters where our Lord Jesus has specific reference to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们一起来看这三章圣经里边主耶稣特别提到跟圣灵有关系的那五处的圣经。
Let's go to verse 16 and 17 of chapter 14.
我们看14章16、17节。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive,Because it does not see him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们的里面。
So our Lord Jesus identifies him right in the beginning as another helper.
所以在一开始我们主就告诉我们他是那另外的一位保惠师。
The word our Lord Jesus used is the word parakletos.
主耶稣所用的这个希腊文。
It means one who is called alongside to help.
是另外的一位帮保惠师。
Now, our Lord Jesus is a parakletos.
我们的主耶稣本人就是这位，就是一位保惠师。
In 1 John chapter 2, John says, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
约翰一书第二章，约翰告诉我们说，我们有一位中保，就是耶稣基督。
That word there, an advocate, is the same word our Lord uses here.
那个位中保那个词，就是在这边的保惠师是同一个词。
Our Lord, again, is trying to bring comfort and encouragement to the heart of these men who've been following him for 3 years.
在这里主耶稣要想说话来鼓励和安慰这些跟随他超过三年的门徒。
He's been telling them, I'm going to leave you.
他跟他们说我要离开你们了。
I'm not sure that they really believed him.
我不是很确定他的门徒真的相信他。
But the fact is, he is going to be leaving them.
事实是他确实要离开他的门徒。
And therefore, out of his love for them, he's trying to prepare them for what is going to happen once he goes back to the Father.
所以他要在这边预备他的门徒来迎接当他升到天上去以后会发生的事情。
And so he says to Peter, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
所以他对彼得说你的心里不要忧愁你们信神也要信我。
I'm going to do something that's going to compensate for my being gone.
所以我要做一件事情，这件事情要来弥补我离开以后你们的需要。
Actually, later on, the Lord says, it's to your advantage that I go.
过一会儿主耶稣会告诉他们说我去是与你们有益的。
Now, we'll get to that a little bit later.
我们过一会儿会提到。
But there's a few things here that I think can be valuable for us to consider together.
这边有一些事情我们要一起来考虑对我们有益处。
Our Lord identifies this one as another helper.
主耶稣在这边告诉我们说他是另外赐的一位保惠师。
Brothers and sisters, our God knows exactly what we need.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神知道我们每一个需要。
He created us. First of all, he designed us and then created us.
他首先设计了我们，然后再创造了我们。
So that we could live in full fellowship with him.
所以我们可以跟他有完全的交通。
But something very sad happened that prevented that from being a reality.
但是却有一些悲惨的事情发生，以至于我们跟神之间没办法有这样美好的交通。
So through the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and now through the coming of this another helper,God is going to restore this again.
借着主耶稣基督的来到，也借着另外的这位保惠师的来到，神要来恢复这个完全的交通。
Now, I want us to notice first of all that our Lord Jesus refers to him as a person.
我们首先要注意到，主耶稣在这边提到他的时候，指的是另外的一位。
I think it's very, very sad when some of us as God's people refer to the Holy Spirit as an it.
很多时候非常悲惨就是神的百姓把圣灵当作一个东西。
As if he were just some influence, almost a thing, rather than a real person.
好像不过是一种影响力，是一种东西，而不是一个有位格的神。
Now, brothers and sisters, up to this point, the revelation of the Trinity hasn't been that clear.
到了这个时候，关于神三位一神的这个启示还不是那么清楚。
In the Old Testament, basically, we have a revelation that God is one.
在旧约圣经里边，他们所得到的启示是神是一位。
This was a very fundamental belief among God's old covenant people.
在旧约的时代，神的儿女们一个非常强清楚的相信，就是神是一位。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one.
听啊，以色列，你的神是独一的神。
And so it was difficult for them to think in terms of God being other than just one.
所以对他们来讲，要接受神不是只是一个位格，那么是非常困难。
But our Lord Jesus was incarnated.
我们的主耶稣基督是道成了肉身的。
And there we begin to see that God is not only the God of the Old Testament, but He is the God who has been manifested in the person of Jesus of Nazareth.
所以我们看见神不仅是旧约时代的那位神，而且是到了耶稣的时候，他是道成了肉身。
So at least we discover that within God there are two people.
所以至少我们看见在神
two persons.
在神格里边有两位。
But now we're going to discover that God is not just one,He is one, but within the oneness, there are three.
到了这个时候，我们就看见在神格的里面，他不仅是一位神，不同一位神，但是呢，他也有三个位格。
Now, brothers and sisters, just because we cannot fully explain this doesn't make it not true.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们没有办法完全的解释清楚这件事情，并不表明这件事情不是真实。
There's a lot of things that you and I cannot explain that are true.
有很多的我们没办法解释清楚的事情。
Because our limited capacity as human beings cannot understand and explain them.
因为我们人有限的能力，我们没办法明白和解释清楚。
But the truth is that our God, who has revealed Himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
事实是，神借着耶稣基督启示出来，神是父、子和圣灵。
It is through the Son that we can see the Father.
是借着子我们能够认识父。
And it is through the Holy Spirit that we get a fuller, clearer understanding of who Jesus is.
是靠着圣灵我们能够明白，完全的明白谁是耶稣基督。
So here our Lord Jesus begins by emphasizing the fact that the one he's going to send is not just an influence, but a person.
所以主耶稣在这边说的非常的清楚的明白，他要赐的另外一位保惠师不是一种影响力，而是一位有位格的神。
15 times in these three chapters, our Lord Jesus refers to Elam Parakleton as a he or a him.
在这三章的圣经里面有15次之多，主耶稣指到圣灵的时候是说到他。
Now that in itself ought to be convincing, that This one who is come, sent by the Father and the Son, is a person.
这些事实就足够能够说服我们说，神所差遣的圣灵是一位有位格的神。
He's a real person.
他是一位真实的神。
Now, sometimes it's a problem for us because he's a person without a face.
很多的时候我们难以理解，是因为他没有形象。
The scriptures talk about God as Father and Son.
圣经里面说到神作为父亲，神儿子。
And somehow inside of us, we can accept that.
我们好像可以接受这些。
We can be at rest with that.
我们可以感觉非常的有安息。
But when we start talking about the Holy Spirit, He doesn't have a face. And sometimes this creates a problem for us, and we want to refer to Him as an it, rather than a he or a him.
但是当我们谈到圣灵的时候，因为他没有一个形象，我们就不知道怎么样子来描述他。有些时候我们会用一些这种it 来称呼他。
So I believe our Lord wanted to help not only those disciples, but us too.
我相信神不仅是在这边帮助他那个时候的门徒，也是我们今天。
To have a clear understanding that the one that he sent is sending is a person.
让我们有一个清楚的理解，他所差来的这位保惠师是一位有位格的神。
Not just by referring to him 15 times in these three chapters.
不仅仅是在三章的圣经里面十五次的提到他，
but by giving him a name.
而且给他一个名字。
In the Old Testament, we don't have names as we have them in the New Testament for God.
在旧约圣经里边，我们好像没有新约圣经里边所用的这个名字来称呼神。
Who taught us to refer to God as our Father?
谁教导我们说称呼神为我们的父呢？
The Lord Jesus.
是我们的主耶稣基督。
If you go through and underline every place in John's Gospel, our Lord Jesus uses the word Father, you will be amazed.
如果你去把约翰福音里边提到父这个词标出来的话，你会非常的惊讶。
And even in Matthew's Gospel, when he is trying to teach us how to pray,
甚至在马太福音里头，他教导我们祷告的时候，
he says, when we address God, we say, our Father.
所以当我们向神祷告的时候，我们要说我们在天上的父。
Now some of us who want to impress people with our great prayers say, Almighty God.
有些人为了让人印象深刻，他们祷告的时候就说全能的神啊。
But our Lord Jesus did not teach us to pray that way.
但是我们的主耶稣却没有教导我们要这样祷告。
Because he wants us to know that the persons within the Godhead are all real persons.
他要让我们认识在神格里边的 这位神是真实的。
They are all God and all equally God.
他们这三位都是神，而且是同等的。
The Father is not more God than the Son.
父神并不比子神更多一点。
And the Father and the Son are not more God than the Holy Spirit.
父神和子神并不比圣灵更多一点。
But sometimes in the way we talk about them, somehow we give this impression that the Holy Spirit is on the bottom of this matter of who God is.
但是在我们的谈话里边，我们会给人一种印象，好像圣灵是比父神和子神要低一些的。
I want us to be strongly encouraged, brothers and sisters, not to allow ourselves to think of the Holy Spirit other than God Himself.
我愿意鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们想到圣灵的时候，我们要知道他是与父和子是同等的神。
So, as a way of helping us, our Lord gave him a name.
为了帮助我们，我们的主耶稣用一个名字来称呼他。
Now, I know in most of our translations, it doesn't get presented that way.
很多的翻译并没有把它表明出来。
I don't know what your translation says, but many of them say another comforter.
我不知道你们的翻译是什么，但是很多的翻译说他是另外的一位安慰者。
Some have other words.
有些翻译用别的词。
But the problem is, brothers and sisters, there is not one other word in another language that adequately explains what the word parakletos means.
但是很可惜，没有任何其他的语言能够用这个像这个希腊文一样能够把他的身份给表明出来。
So our Lord used the word Elon Parakleton.
所以我们的主耶稣基督就用了这个希腊文这个词。
And it seems to me he gave him a name.
对我来讲，他给了他一个名字。
Not just the Holy Spirit.
不是只是说圣灵。
Not just the Spirit of God.
或者神的灵。
Or the Spirit of the Lord.
或者主的灵。
All of that is true.
所有这些都对。
We actually find him referred to as the Spirit of Jesus in Acts chapter 16.
在使徒行传16章甚至称他为耶稣基督的灵。
And in Romans chapter 8, he's referred to as the Spirit of Christ.
到了罗马书第八章说是基督的灵。
But he is the Holy Spirit whose name is Elon Parakleton.
但是他却是圣灵，他的名字是 Elon
Parakleton.
Parakleton.
Teach you a little bit of Greek, okay?
Thank you.
One
yes.
word. Two words.
Two words.
Elon Parakleton.
Parakleton.
Okay. So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
at least in our thinking, let's try to focus on this matter that this one whom the Lord Jesus is sending has a name.
至少在我们的思想里边，我们要知道主耶稣所要差遣的这一位是有一个名字的。
And this name explains who he is and what he does.
这个名字告诉我们说他是谁，他来做什么。
And you and I need to be fully educated about who he is and what he does.
我们必须在这件事上头受到教育，我们要知道他是谁，他来做什么。
Please forgive me if this doesn't sound right.
如果这听起来不太对的话，请你原谅我。
But most of God's dear children know much more about the second person of the Godhead than they do the third.
大多数神的儿女认识神格中的第二位，远远超过他们认识神格中的第三位。
And to me, it explains a lot of why we're in the situation we're in today.
对我来讲，这就是为什么我们今天会陷入到很多的情形里边。
When our own individual lives are not what they should be.
我们个人的生活不是神所要的。
The character of Christ is not being formed in us.
基督的性格没有成型在我们里面。
Our lives are evident. It's evidence that we have not experienced the fullness of the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们的生活表明我们并没有完全的经历到圣灵在我们身上所做的工作。
And then we need to say very little about the evidence we find in the church.
关于教会的光景，我们就更不用说了。
That the Holy Spirit is not understood and known and appreciated the way he should be.
我们没有照着圣灵所应当得到的那样子来理解他，来欣赏他，来接受他。
I wonder, my dear brothers and sisters, if it's not a time for us to repent.
我不知道是不是这个时候我们应该来悔改。
Of the dishonor that we have paid to the Holy Spirit.
我们没有给圣灵所当得的尊荣。
I read a couple of months ago.A statement made by a brother in the Lord.
几个月前，我读到主内的一位弟兄所说的话。
And this is what he said.
这是他说的。
To neglect and to reject the person and work of the Holy Spirit is similar to Old Testament idolatry and the Jewish rejection of Jesus as their Messiah.
忽略或者拒绝圣灵，就等同于在旧约圣经里边的犯奸淫。以及他们拒绝耶稣基督作为他们的弥赛亚。
I want to say it again.
我要再次说。
Because it is something we ought to give some serious consideration to.
这是一件我们必须要严肃对待的事情。
If what this brother has said is true, we need to take a good look at it.
如果这位弟兄所说的是对的话，我们要好好的来对待这件事。
The neglect and the rejection of the person and work of the Holy Spirit is similar to idolatry in the Old Testament and the rejection of Jesus by the Jews.
忽略和拒绝圣灵就相当于旧约时代他们拜偶像以及他们犹太人拒绝接受耶稣作为他们的弥赛亚。
You know how it affected God in the Old Testament for his people to give themselves to idol worship.
你知道在旧约的时代犹太人他们去拜偶像这件事情所带来的结果。
And I think we can begin to understand what was happening in the heart of our Lord Jesus when he came to his own and his own received him not.
我们可以想象一下当耶稣基督来到自己家乡的时候被人拒绝的时候他心里边所能够感
受。The Father had out of great love given his son and they rejected him.
父因着他的大爱把他的儿子赐给了人。
My dear brothers and sisters, the Father and the Son together have gotten in perfect harmony and given us the best they have. The Holy Spirit, Elon Parakleton.
弟兄姊妹，父神和子神在一起，在他们的和谐里头，他们把他们最好的礼物送给我们，就是这位圣灵保惠师。
We need to be careful that we don't belittle him, dishonor him,or in any way neglect him and his ministry among us.
我们要小心不要用任何的方式来降低来不给他的尊荣来拒绝圣灵在我们生命中的工作。
This is the facts, my brothers and sisters. There can be nothing done on this earth, nothing done in the heart of a human being unless the Holy Spirit is the initiator and the one who accomplishes it.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件事实。除非圣灵在我们心中起意来做工，没有任何的事情，没有任何的工可以做成。
You cannot become a Christian. You cannot become a disciple of the Lord Jesus unless the Holy Spirit works in your life.
除非圣灵在你心中来做工，你不可能成为一个基督徒，你不可能成为一个耶稣的信徒。
Unless He convicts us of our need of a Savior and then reveals to us.Who our Savior is, and then grants us a working in our heart to produce faith to embrace that one, there's no hope for us.
除非他让我们认识到罪，认识到我们需要一位救主，向我们启示谁是救主，然后在我们心中来赐给我们这个信心，可以接受他，我们没有办法成为一个基督徒。
So, brothers and sisters, If we have ever had the wrong kind of attitude toward the Holy Spirit, we need to have some time alone to get clear of that and cleansed of it.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们心中有任何的对圣灵有这种不正确的一种心态，我们应该在这里要来在神面前来寻求。
When we read our New Testaments, we find out that there are some negative things that we can do in reference to the Holy Spirit.
我们读新约圣经的时候，我们就会发现，关于圣灵，我们是可以有一些错误的、负面的一些观念、一些态度。
We can grieve him, we can quench him, we can lie to him, we can insult him, we can blaspheme him, we can put him to the test.And all of these have negative results.
我们可以消灭圣灵的感动，我们可以对他撒谎，我们可以亵渎圣灵，所有这些事情都要带来非常糟糕的结果。
So I believe our Lord Jesus here is trying to help these disciples get clear about who this one he's sending really is.
我相信主在这边要预备他的门徒，要来接受，预备的接受。他所要差遣的这位圣灵是怎么回事？
He's a person.
他是一位神。
Now he goes on to mention that he is also the Spirit of Truth.
他接下来去说，他也是真理的圣灵。
Do you know where all of our problems began, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们的问题从什么地方开始吗？
Do you know what continues to create big problems for us?
你知道是什么事情继续不断的在这边搅扰我们吗？
We believe lies.
因为我们相信谎言。
This is where the problem began with Eve.
这是亚夏娃开始的那个。
She believed the lie.
她相信了一个谎言。
And I have to say, my brothers and sisters, when I stop and think about the situation in certain countries where people are, they love to believe lies more than the truth.
当我看在世界上有些国家的问题的时候，我相信他们的毛病就在于。他们喜欢谎言过于真理。
And if we would be honest with and look at our own thought life, we would discover something of the same thing.
如果我们诚实地面对我们自己的话，我们会发现我们自己也犯同样的错误。
It's easier to believe a lie than it is the truth.
相信谎言比相信真理要容易。
And our old Adamic nature is an expert on believing lies.
我们这个已经堕落的犯罪的天性更容易相信谎言。
So,Our Heavenly Father and our Blessed Lord knew exactly what we needed.
所以我们的天父，我们的主耶稣基督知道我们的的确确知道我们需要什么。
We need someone to bring the truth into our lives.
我们需要他来把真理带给我们。
The truth about God.
关于神的真理。
The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
关于父神、子神和灵神的真理。
We need to know the truth about ourselves.
我们需要知道关于我们自己的真理。
We need to know the truth about what God has accomplished in our Lord Jesus.
我们需要知道神在耶稣基督里面所成就的这些真理。
And we need to know the truth about the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要知道关于圣灵工作的真理。
And so, he hasn't left us as orphans.
这是为什么他没有留下我们做孤儿。
He has sent the Spirit of Truth to lead us into all truth.
他差遣真理的圣灵来带领我们进入一切的真理。
Here in these verses in chapter 14, our Lord goes on to mention something else very wonderful.
在14章这边，主继续接下去说到一些非常奇妙的事。
That this Allon Parakleton will not only be with us, as the Lord Jesus was with his disciples.
这另外一位保惠师要来与我们同在，就像基督与我们同在一样。
He will be with us. He will abide with us.
他要与我们同在。
But there's something additional and something very, very valuable and important.
但是还有另外一件事情更加的有价值。
Something absolutely necessary.
而是更加的有必要。
And that is that Allon Parakleton will not only come and abide with us, but he will be in us.
那就是这位保惠师他来了，不但与我们同在，而且要在我们的里面。
You know, there are some of us as God's children who, Imagine it'd be wonderful to have been here and walk with the Lord Jesus in Palestine or Galilee. You understand? Some of us, as God's people, would like to go back and walk with Jesus when he was here on the earth.
Yeah, 有些神的儿女今天仍然盼望他们能够 回到两千年前那个时候，以至于他们可以跟主一同行动。
See, this is some of the problems these disciples were having.
这就是那些门徒他们有的问题。
But brothers and sisters, think with us. Think together about this.
弟兄姊妹，我们一同来思想。
Our Lord Jesus could only be one place at one time.
主耶稣只能在同一个时间，在同一个时间只能在同一个地方。
Now, if he remained the way he was when he was here on the earth,Brothers and sisters, chances are you and I would have never met him.
如果主耶稣一直在地上的话，那么我们能够遇见主的机会就太小了。
Because we'd either had to go where he was, or he would come where we are.
我们或者要去到他那里，或者他要到我们这里来。
And brothers and sisters, there are more than 6 billion people living on this earth.
这个地球有超过60亿的人。
When are you going to get your appointment?
你什么时候能够跟他约会？
There's not enough time.
没有足够的时间。
So even our Lord Jesus, when he was there with them, could not be in them.
当主耶稣跟他们同在的时候，他不可能在他们的心里。
He could teach them very wonderful truths.
他可以教导他们非常奇妙的真理。
But here we find he's preparing them for something more wonderful than his physical presence in his body, in his earthly body.
这里主耶稣在预备他的门徒来面对一个更美妙的前景。
And he says that when Elon Perikleton comes, he will be there the same way I'm with you, but he's also going to be inside of you.
所以当另外一位保惠师来到的时候，他就像我一样与你们同在，而且他还要在你们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, if this truth can lay hold of our hearts, it will revolutionize our walk as believers.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的明白这个真理，这个真理会在我们与主同行的路上带来革命性的变化。
Do you know what that means? It means you can't go anywhere, but he's there.
这意味着你可以到任何的地方去，他都在那。
He's taken up residence inside of you.
他的同在是在你的里面。
So that wherever you go, he goes.
所以无论你去哪里，他也在那里。
And he's Elon Perikleton.
他是那位保惠师。
He is the helper.
他是那位帮助你。
He is Christ come to indwell us.
他是基督来住在我们里面。
And to be to us all that we need our Lord to be to us.
来成为我们所需要得到的一切主所要。
Certainly he will open our eyes to see what was accomplished when our Lord Jesus was crucified.
当然他会打开我们的眼睛来看我们的主在十字架上所成就的。
He will show us that truth.
他会要把那个真理向
我们显明。But it won't just be something on a page in the Bible.
对我们来讲，它不再是只是白纸黑字写
在这里。It'll be something that happens inside of you by revelation.
而是借着启示，能够把这些事情让我们里边明白。
When this happens to us, when the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to see these truths, then we know that we know that we know that we know that He's for real.
当圣灵在我们里边打开了眼睛的时候，我们才能够真正的知道我们所应当知道。
It's not a knowing of the head, but a knowing of the heart.
不是只是用头脑来知道，而是用心来领受，来明白。
And this is the work that Elon Perikleton does.
这就是这一位保惠师要来做的。
We need to be informed about it. We need to experience the reality of it.
我们应该知道这件事情，而且我们要来经历这件事情的事实。
He's there to bring all there is of Christ and make it a reality in your life.
主盼望把所有在基督里面的丰富都做成我们的实际。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面，
那我们
荣耀的盼望。
Our Lord Jesus is seated there at the Father's right hand.
我们的主是在神的右手边坐。
How can he be in you?
他怎么可以在你的里面？
You know, this is one of Paul's favorite teachings.
这是保罗最喜欢的一个教导。
That he is in us.
基督在我们里面。
And we are in him.
我们在他里面。
Oh, brothers and sisters, right in the middle of John 14, 15, and 16 is chapter 15.
所以在第16章和14章中间就是15章。
And what is this chapter about?
这一章是在说什么?
I am the true vine and you are the branches.
我是真葡萄树你。
He that abides in me and I in him will bear much fruit.
那藏在我里面就多结果子。
So here, how does the exalted Lord Jesus...How do we abide in him, and how does he abide in us?
这位已经复活升天的主，他怎么可以住在我们里面？我们怎么样在他里面呢？
Yes, brothers and sisters, it's a teaching we find in the Word of God.
当然这是神的话给我们的一个教导。
But it should not just stay on the page.
但是不要只是停留在字面上。
It should be something that you and I, as every one of God's children, should know in a reality.
而做每一个神的儿女都应该经历到这个事实。
Now who's going to help us with this?
那么谁来帮助我们这件事呢？
What's his name?
他的名字是什么？
Alon Paraclito. Alon Paraclito.
Alon Paraclito.
Yes. So this is the first class, first baptism class on being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
所以这就是用圣灵受圣灵洗的第一课。
Now let's go to verse 26 of chapter 14.
我们看14章26节。
But Paracleton, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
但保惠师就是父因我的名要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Now notice what our Lord says right in the middle of that sentence.
就在这句话的中间。
He will teach you all things.
他要指教你们一切事。
Who is he talking to?
他在对谁说？
He's talking to those men who've been following him for these 3+ years.
他是在对那些跟随他已经超过三年之久的门徒说这句话。
And is what he said to those disciples, does it apply to us?
他对他门徒所说的是不是也应用在我们身上？
Can we know this one whom the Lord Jesus said will teach us all things?
我们是不是知道主耶稣所说的这位圣灵也要指教我们一切的话事呢？
Now brothers and sisters, this doesn't mean we don't need teachers.
弟兄姊妹，这并不意味着我们不再需要教师。
You remember in 1 John chapter 2.
你记得在约翰一书第二章。
John says, we have no need for anyone to teach us.
约翰说，我们不需要人来教导我们什么。
Because we have an anointing from the Holy One.
因为我们有神所差遣的受
膏。He will teach you.
膏油在我们里面。
What is his name?
他的名字是什么？
Who is this anointing? It's not a thing. It's not an experience. It's a person.
神的恩膏，它不是一个东西，它是一位有位格的神。
It's the same one our Lord is talking about here.
就是这边我们主所说到的这一位。
Now, when we get to the Ephesian letter, Paul prays for these brothers and sisters in Ephesus.
当我们来到以弗所书信的时候，保罗在那边为以弗所的弟兄姊妹
祷告。And what does he pray for in chapter 1?
在第一章的时候，他的祷告是什么？
That they may have a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
他们要赐给他们启示和智慧的灵。
Now, what is the name of this spirit of wisdom and revelation?
这位启示和智慧的灵，他的名字叫什么？
What is his name?
他的名字是什么？
I know some people think it's not referring to the Holy Spirit.
我知道有些人说他不再指圣灵。
But I want to ask a question. Who else can open the eyes of our hearts?
但是我要问一个问题，谁可以打开我们心灵的眼睛？
What spirit can open the eyes of our hearts other than the Holy Spirit?
除了圣灵以外，还有什么灵可以来开我们的心眼？
So to me, he is the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以对我来讲，他就是这位启示和智慧的
灵。In Colossians, Paul says that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are located in our Lord Jesus.
到了哥罗西书的时候，他说神智慧一切的丰富都有停有
行的存在他里面。How do those treasures?Of wisdom and knowledge become our experience.
神的这些丰富的智慧和知识，怎么样子能够成为我们的经历呢？
How do we experience them in our local assemblies?
我们怎么样子在教会里边来经历这件事呢？
Can I suggest Alon Paracleton is the one who makes it reality?
我可不可以在这边告诉你们，是这位保惠师可以让这些事情成为实际？
How do those treasures of wisdom and knowledge that are located in our Lord Jesus get here to this planet?
我们主耶稣基督里面所藏的一切的丰富，怎么可以到今天地上？
How are they communicated to us?
他怎么样子能够让我们知道呢？
How does the church receive them?
教会如何的来接受呢？
By sending people off to increase their mental capacities?
是不是把人送出去受些训练，让他们的头脑变大呢？
Learning more about the Bible,
去学更多的圣经知识呢?
Oh, brothers and sisters, there's great value in knowing the scriptures. But if we're relying on our natural ability to understand them, we are creating a major problem for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们靠人的智慧和头脑来更多地明白圣经的话, 我们创造了更多的麻烦。
Our Lord Jesus and our Heavenly Father have sent Elon Parakleton to teach us all things.
我们的父, 我们的主耶稣基督差遣圣灵让保惠师来让我们明白圣经。
Last night I had to apologize for using an illustration about Dunkin' Donuts.
昨天晚上我也请大家原谅，因为我用了这个甜麦圈做例子。
By the way, I still think it's a good illustration.
我仍然觉得那是一个很好的说明。
Because that coffee gets saturated in that donut.
因为那个咖啡就进到这个甜麦圈里头。
Do you know what it means to be filled with the Spirit?
你知道被圣灵充满意味着什么吗?
For Elon Parakleton to saturate your life,
圣灵保惠师来浸透你的生命,
it simply means he, in a natural, spiritual way, manifests the life of God through you.
是他用一种超然、一种自然的属灵的方式来在你身上活出神的生命。
How could the Apostle Paul say, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me?
使徒保罗为什么能够说不再是我，而是基督在我里边活着？
That's a good doctrine, right? Good teaching.
这是一个很好的讲论，是一个很好的教义，对不对？
But how does it become reality?
但如何在我们身上成为实际呢？
Elon Parakleton.
是这位圣灵保惠师。
And so on this matter of being taught by the Paraclete,
圣灵所要指教我们的事。
Some of us are satisfied, like we used to be with kids. As kids, we had what we called ABC gum.
ABC
chewing gum.
就像小孩子，有些时候我们就很容易被这个泡泡糖，我们就满足了。
I told you it's a bad illustration, okay?
我告诉你，这是一个不是很好的说明。
But we didn't get much chewing gum when we were children.
当我们小的时候，我们很少能够吃到这个泡泡糖。
We had to get the best of all of it.
所以我们
had to get the most out of it we could.
所以我们就要把它做最好的利用。
So at night when we would go to sleep, we still had gum, and we would stick it on the bedpost.
所以晚上睡觉的时候，泡泡糖还在我们嘴里边，我们把它拿出来放在床头。
And we would call that already been chewed gum.
所以那个已经被嚼过的泡泡糖。
But this is the way some of God's people are.
这就是神的百姓的一种光景。
You're satisfied just to receive what the Lord has given somebody else.
很多的时候我们就对神已经给其他的弟兄姊妹的东西满足。
It's not to say we should not be receiving and that we should not be grateful.
这并不是意味着我们不应该为着其他弟兄姊妹的领受来感谢主。
But is Elon Parakleton free to work in your heart and life?
但是圣灵保惠师是不是有这个自由可以在你的心中对你做工呢?
And teach you all things?
来指教你一切的事情呢?
This is what I'm talking about. Our response to the Holy Spirit sometimes is not what it ought to be.
这就是为什么我说，很多的时候我们对圣灵的回应不是我们应当有的。
We act like he's not there. We ignore him.
我们好像把他当作不存在，我们忽略他。
Don't you think, my brothers and sisters, if we're having a meeting, a prayer meeting, for example, and the Lord Jesus is there sitting in a chair, don't you think it would be the wrong thing to do to ignore him?
举个例子,
understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay. 举个例子, 在祷告会的时候, 是主在那边, 在我们摆桌子的, 摆凳子的时候, 主在那边, 主就在那边, 但是我们却很, 很多的时候忽略他的同在。
Do we do this with Elon Parakleton?
我们是不是这样子来对待圣灵保惠师呢?
Do we ignore him?
我们是不是忽略他?
And try to pray out of our own natural abilities.
而是靠着我们自己的自然天然的能力我们在那边祷告。
I think we do sometimes.
我相信很多的时候我们是这样的。
Even though Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, we don't know how to pray as we ought. But I've never heard anybody say amen to that.
就像在罗马保罗在罗马书第八章说到，很多的时候我们不知道当如何的祷告。
Because we believe we know how to pray.
很多的时候我们没有办法同意，因为我们觉得我们知道当如何祷告。
But the Word of God says we don't know how to pray as we ought.
但是保罗却告诉我们说，我们不知道当如何的祷告。
But who has been sent to help us?
但是谁被差遣来帮助我们呢？
El Am Paraclito.
圣灵保惠师。
Now think with me, brothers and sisters. He is God. He knows what is in the heart of God, what the will of God is, and he's prepared to communicate that to us so we can pray back the will of God.
他是神，他知道神的旨意，他知道神心里面所要的，所以他就来帮助我们，让我们能够照着神的旨意来祷告。
When I hear some of us pray, brothers and sisters, it's almost like we're trying to convince God to do something he doesn't want to do.
我听我们很多时候的祷告，好像我们在那边试图说服神去做一些事情是神所不愿意做的。
You know, as children, we used to wrestle and fight with one another.
你知道，当我们做孩子的时候，我们有时候彼此在那边争论。
And we would try to get the other one to say, I give up.
我们试着让另外的对方来说，我放弃。
And what would we do? We put the arm behind his shoulder, behind his back.
我们怎么做呢？我们就把他的手搬过来。
And we push it so hard, he finally says, I give up, I give up, I give up.
我们就使劲来推他，一直到最后他说，我放弃了，我失
败。But sometimes when I hear God's people pray, that's exactly what we're trying to do with him.
但是很多的时候，我们的神的儿女祷告，好像我们就在为神做这。
We're trying to get him to give up and do what we want him to do.
我们想让他来放弃，不要做他所要做的。
Rather than letting Elam Paracleton take what is in his heart, God's heart, communicate it to us, and we pray it back.
我们不要让圣灵在我们的心中来教导我们怎么样照着神的旨意来向神祷告。
Now, if we pray that way, you think we get answers to our prayers?
我们以为我们那样祷告，我们就可以得到答应。
If we're already praying what God's will is, I think He will answer.
我相信，如果我们照着神的旨意祷告的话，神要回答。
But this is what Elam Paracleton wants.Cleton wants to do.
这就是圣灵保惠师所要做的事。
He wants to teach us all things.
他要指教我们一切的事。
Even how to pray.
包括怎样祷告。
Now in chapter 15, verse 26.
十五章第二十六节。
Our Lord Jesus says, when the helper, when Elam Paracleton comes, whom I will send to you from the Father,That is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. He will testify about me.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证。
You know, I've heard some of God's people say we need to be concerned that we don't get focused on the Holy Spirit and not on the Lord Jesus.
你知道，我听到弟兄姊妹说，我们要注意，要小心，不要注意在圣灵的身上，而不是注意在耶稣基督的身上。
But to me, this is the answer.
对我来讲，这就是答案。
If we come to know Him, and we are able to hear His voice and understand what He's trying to communicate, it will always, without exception, be focused in the person of our Lord Jesus.
如果我们真的认识圣灵保惠师的话，如果我们真的听他的话，真的他要把神的旨意向我们显明的话，我们就知道我们能够认识主耶稣基督。
He's never going to get distracted.
他永远不会被打岔。
Can we put it this way, using maybe not the best line? He is obsessed. This is his number one objective, is to keep us focused on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们甚至愿意这样说。圣灵是专门着迷于主耶稣基督，他不注意任何其他的事情。
So、here our Lord says he will testify of me.
这边说他要来了为我做见证。
So if we are hearing him, if we are receiving the registrations that he's given to us in our hearts, then it will always testify of the Lord Jesus.
如果我们真的听他，我们真的来听见圣灵对我们所要说的话，他就一直在那边为主耶稣基督做见证。
So,Lesson number three in his baptism classes.
所以这位圣灵施洗的第三课。
Now let's go to lesson number four.
我们再来看
chapter 16.
第四课第十六章。
Let's read these verses starting in verse 5.
我们从第五节开始念。
Let's listen carefully. Let's let the Holy Spirit help us in hearing what is being said here.
愿圣灵来帮助我们，我们仔细的来读。
These are words our Lord Jesus spoke in reference to the coming of the Holy Spirit.
这边是主耶稣基督说到关于要来的圣灵的事情。
They can be a great benefit to us.
对我们来讲是非常有益的。
So let's read them. You follow along as they're read in English and Portuguese. I mean, Chinese.
请大家注意听，我们用中文、用英文来念。
I've been in Brazil entirely too long. Verse 5 of John 16.
约翰十六章第五节。
But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going?
现今我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我，你往哪里去？
But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart.
只因我将这事告诉你们，你们就满心忧愁。
But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, Elon Parakleton will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
然而我将真情告诉你们。我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
And then verse 8. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment.
第八节，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So a couple of things our Lord says about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣这边说到几件关于要来的圣灵的事。
First of all, it is to our advantage.
首先是与我们有益的。
It's better, brothers and sisters, after the Holy Spirit comes than before he came.
圣灵来了之后是比圣灵来之前对我们更有益的。
And we need to let this be something that we say amen to.
我们需要对这件事情来说阿们。
So don't dream about going back and being there in Galilee when our Lord Jesus was there.
所以不要老梦想着我们要回到2000年前的巴勒斯坦，要到主耶稣那里。
Don't make something sentimental out of it.
不要对那件事情充满这样子的一种浪漫的思想。
Our Lord Jesus said, it will be to your advantage.
主耶稣基督在这边告诉我们说，他去是与我们有益。
And maybe what we ought to say is, Lord,Help me to get this clear.
我们应该对主说，主啊，帮助我们，让我们清楚地明白这个。
And let it become a reality in my life.
让这件事情在我的生命中间成为实际。
And then the Lord says, and when he comes, he will convict the world.
主说，当他来的时候，当圣灵来的时候，就要让世界，让人自己责备自己。
Are you glad tonight that the Holy Spirit did that in your life?
今天晚上你是不是为着圣灵在你生命中间做的这个功来高兴？
You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes when God's people give their testimony, they say, when I found the Lord.
有些时候当神的儿女起来做见证的时候，他们说，当我找到了神的时候。
You heard that?
你听见了吗？
Heard God's people giving that testimony?
你听见神的儿女们做见证这样说吗？
When I found the Lord.
当我找到主的时候
As if the Lord was lost and you found him.
好像主是一个迷失的主被你找到。
The fact was you were not looking for him unless Elon Parakleton had been doing a work in your heart.
其实是你根本就不会去找神，除非圣灵在你的心中
convicting you of your sin and convicting you of your need of someone to do something about this sin.
而是在你的心中让你畏罪来自己责备自己。
Now, maybe that's not the words you would have used to explain it.
也许你不愿意用这样的词来解释。
But brothers and sisters, that was a reality.
但弟兄姊妹，这是一个实际。
If we would just step back away from our initial experience with God,
我们如果退后来看看我们跟主的经历
and take a good, clear look at it,
而且仔细的、清楚的来看
we will find that God took the initiative.
我们会发现是神先起头的
工作。It was God the Holy Spirit working in our hearts, causing us to come to a place where we desperately needed somebody to do something for us.
是圣灵先在我们心中来起义、来做工，以至于我们觉得我们需要一位救主。
Now I know our Lord says here he will convict the world. But I think that work of convicting also extends to those who already know him.
这边主说的是要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。 但是我相信这也说到我们已经相信的人。
You know, brothers and sisters, if we will learn to be sensitive to the registrations of the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们对圣灵在我们心中的工作敏感的话，
we will discover that a lot of his registrations are registered in our conscience.
我们要知道他的很多的工作是从这在我们的良心里边来工作的。
You know, the way I like to illustrate it, it's like driving down the street and you have a traffic light.
我愿意用这件事情来说明，我们开车到大街上看见这个交通的灯。
It's either green, yellow, or red.
它或者是绿的，或者是黄的，或者是红的。
Well, if the Holy Spirit is able to clearly work in our conscience,
圣灵如果要在我们的良心里边来清楚的做工的话，
then He will give us the go-ahead when it's green.
所以绿灯就让我们能够往前走。
He will caution us when it's yellow.
如果是黄灯的话，就是跟我们说要小心。
And he will say, stop when it's red.
红灯就意味着我们要停止。
Oh, how we need this to be functioning in our lives.
我们何等的需要这样的一个灯在我们的生命中来做。
You can find a wonderful example of this in Acts chapter 16.
你在使徒行传16章看见非常好的例子。
Paul and those who were working with him wanted to go to certain areas to preach the gospel.
保罗和他的同工想要到某一个地区去做工。
And what does it say? And the Spirit of Jesus forbade them.
那边说到耶稣的灵却不许。
Then they decided, well, if we can't go here, we'll go here.
他们就决定调转方向，我们不能去那儿，我们能去这儿。
And it says the Holy Spirit prevented them from going.
也是圣灵阻止他们去那边。
It was at that point that Paul had this vision of the Macedonian man.
就在那个时候，保罗就得到了一个马其顿人的意象。
But what if they had ignored the red light?
如果他们那个时候忽略了这个红灯，怎么样？
Well, this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives.
这样，这个就是圣灵要在我们的生命中做。
It has to do with everything in our lives. Doesn't mean it's the only way the Holy Spirit communicates, but I think it's the major way that He communicates.
虽然不能说这是圣灵唯一在我们生命中做工的方式，但是却是一个主要的方式。
So he knows how to convict us of the things that are the will of God and the things that are not the will of God.
所以圣灵可以很清楚地让我们心能够知道到底什么是还是不是神的旨意。
So again, this is another very valuable function of the Holy Spirit.
所以这是圣灵保惠师另外一个非常重要的功能。
Now let's look at.Beginning in verse 12 of chapter 16.
我们看12节第16章。
Our Lord Jesus is once again, He's the one speaking.
再一次，这是主耶稣在说话。
I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative.But whatever he hears, he will speak and will disclose it to you, and will disclose to you what is to come.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
Verse 14, And he will glorify me.For he will take of mine and will disclose it to you.
第十四节，他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes all of mine and will disclose it to you.
凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
So he, since he is the Spirit of truth, he will guide us into all the truth.
因为他是真理的圣灵，所以他要引导我们进入一切的真理。
When we recognize his working in our lives, when we learn to hear his voice, when we recognize his registrations, then we know that he's leading us into the truth and leading us away from that which is not truth.
当我们明白他的工作，当我们能够听见圣灵的声音，当我们能够对他的在我们生命的工作有反应的时候，我们就知道他会带领我们进入一切的真理，而带领我们远离一切的谎言。
And then finally, our Lord Jesus says, and he will glorify me.
最后主说他要荣耀我。
He will do the things that brings full satisfaction to the heart of our Lord Jesus.
他会在我们身上做事情能够完全满足我们主的心意。
So what does all of this mean, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹, 所有这些都意味着什么?
You remember then in John chapter 7, when our Lord Jesus stood there on that mount and said, is there anyone thirsty?
记得在约翰福音第七章, 我们的主站在那圣山上说, 凡口渴的人,
So the fact is, we should be very thirsty.
事实是我们应当是饥渴的人。
Not just that you want to drink water, but you have to drink because you're thirsty.
并不是你想喝水, 而是因为你是干渴, 所以你必须要喝水。
And brothers and sisters, our Lord says, if you are, then I have something to give you.
主耶稣说, 如果你渴了, 我有东西要给你。
And what is it that he wants to give us?
那么他要给我们的是什么呢?
A person.
是一位神。
A divine person.
是一位有位格的神,
a living person.
是一位活着的,
a person who is a gift of the Father and the Son.
是父神和子神要给我们的礼物,
and wonderful things happen if he is allowed to come and take up occupancy in our lives.
如果我们允许他到我们的心中来居住的话, 会给我们的生命产生奇妙的结果。
Out of our innermost being will begin to flow rivers of living water.
从我们的腹中要流出活水的江河。
Our Lord Jesus said, as the scripture says, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
我们的主耶稣说,就如经上所说,从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
Now what he said is, if you believe, as the scripture says.
所以他说,如果你们要相信经上所记的话。
Now in this context, what does it mean to believe?
那么在这样的一个上下文里, 相信这件事是意味着什么?
It means to come to him and to drink.
就意味着我们必须要到他的跟前来, 来喝。
The reality is, this promise has already been fulfilled.
这个现实实际是, 这件事情, 这个预言已经应验了。
Now, maybe we will have opportunity to consider more thoroughly what happened on the day of Pentecost.
也许我们应该更深入地来思想五旬节发生的事。
This is a fact, my dear brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹, 这却是一个事实。
Our Lord Jesus has been crucified.
我们的主耶稣基督已经被钉十字架。
He fulfilled this issue of being the Lamb of God.
他已经成就了做神羔羊所有的事实。
It's something he did, it does not need to be repeated.
他已经完成了这个工作,
we can enter into what he accomplished by simple faith in what happened.
我们可以靠着简单的相信就能够进入到这件事实里头。
Now, forgive me for giving a personal example.
原谅我用一个个人的例子。
But in 1958, in a little church in Pensacola, Florida, I had my first encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ.
1958年 在 Pensacola 的一个小教会, 我第一次遇见了神。
Now I'm 23 years old, and I had heard of God.
我曾经听说过神, 那个时候我23岁。
I even sang songs about Jesus.
我甚至唱一些关于耶稣的歌。
Sometimes I changed the word, and they were not the right words, because I didn't understand what they were singing.
有些时候我会把那个词改过, 因为我不知道那边到底在说什么。
But brothers and sisters, before that experience of encountering him, if you had asked me to draw a picture of God, I would have drawn a picture of an angry old man with a long beard and a big stick.
如果那个时候你让我画一幅图画, 说我认识的神是什么样子的, 那么那个时候我会画一幅图是一个老人, 一个白胡子的老人, 非常生气, 手里拿一根杖。
Now I had no idea where that concept came from. But why would I want to know somebody like that?
我不知道为什么会有这样的一个观念, 但是为什么我要愿意去认识这样的一位上帝?
But on this occasion, when I came to know the Lord Jesus, I discovered that God is not like that at all.
但是在那个时候, 我遇见了神, 我才知道神与这样的一个形象完全不一样。
But you know how I experienced that on that occasion?
你知道在那个时候发生了什么事情让我认识他吗？
I had never read one verse in this Bible.
我还从来没有读圣经里面的一句经节。
I had only gone to meetings in churches one time that I remember.
我只记得我去过教会聚会一次。
I went to school, Sunday school one time when I was about 7 or 8 years old.
七八岁的时候我大概去过一次主日学。
And I disliked it so much I said I'll never go back again.
我非常不喜欢，我说我再也不去。
So this is my experience. So when I have this good news preached to me and I receive it, I experience what happened 2,000 years ago.
所以当我那天听见了福音，而且我接受了福音的时候，我就真的经历到了2000年前所发生的。
I discovered the reality that my sins were forgiven.
我经历到了我的罪已经完全被赦免的这个。
Now they were already forgiven 2,000 years ago.
就是2000年前我的罪已经被赦免了。
When the Lord Jesus said, finished.
当主耶稣说已经成了。
It included the forgiveness of the sins of Ernie Heil.
所以那个时候就已经包括了 Ernie Heil 的罪被赦免。
But it was no good to me.
但是我却没人不知道。
Until I went and laid hold of it by faith.
一直到那天，我用信心抓住了那件事。
I just simply believed the truth that this Baptist preacher told me.
我就简单的信心来接受这个浸信会的牧师对我所说的。
And there was a wonderful transaction took place inside of me.
在我的里面有这样的一个奇妙的一个交涉。
He just simply shared with me the truth about the death of my Lord.
他就简单的把我的主怎么样子是为我受死告诉我。
And by simple faith, I received it, believed it, and I experienced it.
靠着一个简单的相信，我就接受了，我就相信了，然后我就经历到。
Now, brothers and sisters, after that meeting, I went home to the place where I was living. I fell on my face and I began to cry, and I didn't even know why I was crying.
那天聚会完了以后，我回到我的家里，我关上房门，我就匍匐在那边，我就哭，我都不知道为什么我会哭。
I didn't understand anything in this book.
我并不知道关于圣经的任何东西。
But I began to cry.
但是我就开始哭。
And I cried until there were no more tears to cry.
我哭，哭到最后没有泪。
And I want to testify to every one of you tonight.
所以今天晚上我愿意为每个人做见证。
What happened inside of me when I believed in the Lord Jesus?
当我相信接受主耶稣的时候，里边所发生的事实。
I was living a very, very horrible life.
那个时候我的生命是非常的不像样子。
But after I had this encounter with our Lord, by faith, it was as if somebody got inside of me with a scrub brush and really cleaned me up.
当靠着信心，就好像有一个人进到我的里面，用这个布来清洗，擦得干干净净。
I felt so clean for the first time in my life.
我有生以来头一次感觉我身上是这样的干净。
Now, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus did not die on February the 19th, 1958.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣并没有在1958年2月19号。
But I experienced the reality of his death on that day.
但是在那一天，我却经历到了他死的这个实际。
And I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew there was a God.
所以那个时候我就知道，我就知道。
I don't know how I knew.
我不知道为什么
I just knew.
我就是知道。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
our Lord Jesus does not need to repeat suffering as the Lamb of God.
我们主耶稣不必要再去经历
Once for all, for anybody who will believe.
他已经一次永远的为所有相信的人成就了。
Now, my dear brothers and sisters,
所以我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Pentecost does not need to be repeated.
五旬节也不需要再重复了。
We need to be careful about some of the songs that we sing.
我们要小心我们所唱的一些歌。
It does not need to be repeated.
不需要再重复。
It's a historical event.
那是一个历史的事。
When the Father and the Son together sent Elon Parakleton to this planet.
当父和子在一起的时候，他们把圣灵保惠师差遣到这个地上。
And he is going to remain here until our Lord Jesus comes back again.
他会留在这个地上，一直到主耶稣再回来。
He's responsible for all of God's work.
他要在这边为神的工作负全部的责任。
And I want every one of God's children who are here tonight.
我让今天晚上所有神的儿女们
to know this is your birthright.
让你们知道这是你们与生俱来的权利。
This is part of your salvation.
这是你救恩的一部分。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit
被圣灵充满
is a part of your salvation.
这是你救恩的一部分。
It's not something separate from.
这不是救恩的另外一
种。You will not enter into the fullness of this great salvation until you experience Him in fullness.
除非你真能够经历到他的丰富，你没办法进入到他完全的丰富。
How do we do it?
我们怎么样子能做到呢？
Roll around on the floor.
是不是在地上打滚呢？
All the other things we think is necessary.
或者其他那些事情我们觉得有必要的事情。
You know what our Lord Jesus says?
你知道主耶稣说什么吗？
He who believes in me.
信我的人。
He who believes in me,
那些信我的人,
as the scripture has said,
就如经上所说,
out of his belly,
从他的腹中,
will flow rivers of living water.
叫流出活水的江河来。
How do we, what do we believe about him?
那么我们信他什么呢?
We believe that he is a baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
我们信他是那位用圣灵施洗的。
And I don't hesitate to say to you, my dear brother and sister, I hope that before you go to bed tonight, you go have a time with your Lord.
所以我希望我毫不犹豫地告诉你们今天晚上你睡觉之前
And you say to him,
花一点时间跟
你们主 If I don't know you as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit I want to know you
要跟主说如果我还不认识你是圣灵施洗者我要认识你
We have been robbed my brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹我们缺少这个
This should be something we were told about the very day we believed in the Lord Jesus
当我们第一天信主的时候我们就应该知道这件事
We shouldn't have to wait 13 or 15 or however many years
我们不应该等候15年
Because it's already a finished reality
这已经是一个成就的事实
It's your heritage
是我们的产业
It's written there in the document
是在我们的书上已经写上了
And you need to experience it by faith
我们应该因着信来经历这件事
The same way you believed in Jesus by faith
就像你当初借着信来接受耶稣一样
He is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
你应该经历到他是用圣灵施洗的
And if we will simply go to him with that clarity in our heart that he is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
我们应该到他的跟前去用一个清楚的话跟他说你是用圣灵施洗的
Don't complicate it, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹我们不要把这个事情弄得非常的复杂
Just say to him.
就到他的跟前去
Your word says you are the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
跟他说你的话告诉我们说你是用圣灵施洗的
And you desire to fill me with your Holy Spirit.
你愿意用圣灵来充满我
I have come to you that it may become my experience.
我来到你的面前让它成为我的事实
Now you may have to get some help with it for whatever reason. But you can go there by your own. And you may be surprised at how he meets you.
你也许会需要一些帮助但是你确实自己要到他的跟前去。
Now,
你甚至会吃惊你会得到什么。
There are some conditions.
有一些条件。
He needs to be Lord of your life.
他需要成为你生命的主。
The Holy Spirit was not sent. Elohim Parakleton was not sent until our Lord Jesus sat down and became both Lord and Christ.
直到我们的主耶稣基督坐在天上成为主为基督以后圣灵把位置才赐下来
Lord Jesus, The glorified Lord Jesus
他来了是要荣耀我们的主耶稣
And from that position He exercises His responsibility as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit
在荣耀的中的主耶稣基督在那个时候他行使了他用圣灵施浸的这个职事
You need to know Him as the Lamb of God
我们需要认识他是神的羔羊
This is foundational
这个是一个根基
But we also need to be clear that he is to be our Lord.
我们也需要清楚知道他是我们的主。
This is another thing that has been overlooked among us as God's people.
这是另外一件在神的百姓里面被忽略的事情。
We've been so concerned about people not going to hell and people going to heaven that we have ignored this matter of Jesus being the Lord of our life.
我们如此的注意上天堂下地狱这件事情，我们忽略了耶稣基督是主这件事。
And this is part of the foundation stone.
这也是这个基石的一部分。
So if you will go get alone with him,
如果你愿意单独与主相处
if you have never confessed him as the Lord of your life,
如果你还从来没有承认说他是你的主
then do it.
就这样做。
You know he is the sovereign Lord.
你知道他是这位有全能的主。
Of the whole universe.
他是这位全宇宙的主。
But it doesn't become a reality until you recognize it and allow him to really be that in your life.
除非你愿意承认愿意允许他来做你的主这件事情不会对你来讲成为实际
My understanding brothers and sisters is the moment we make that decision the Holy Spirit is prepared to invade our lives
弟兄姊妹我的理解是除非我们自己愿意来面对来承认这件事情圣灵没有办法把它做成实际
Let me encourage you not to think about what's going to happen if you experience this
让我来鼓励你不要去管 这件事情发生的时候会成会有什么事情发生
The Lord willing, maybe tomorrow night we'll look at some of the things that happened in the lives of God's people immediately after Elon Parakleton came.
主若许可，明天晚上也许我们会看一些当圣灵保惠师来的时候，在神的百姓中间所发生的事。
You know the book of Acts is a history of those first 30 years of Elon Parakleton working here on the earth.
你知道使徒行传是关于圣灵保惠师来之后头三十年他在地上所做的工作。
And so we get a good idea of what we can expect to happen.
所以我们就大概有一个图像知道什么会发生。
We begin to understand what it is our Lord Jesus is seeking to do in this matter of building the church.
我们就看见主耶稣到底如何的来建造他的教会。
We have many wonderful examples.
有非常多的非常奇妙的故事。
But what it says there in Acts chapter 2, that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第二章告诉我们，那个时候他们都被圣灵充满。
My brother and sister, I hope there's an amen in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意你的心中有一个阿门。
That what happened to those dear brothers and sisters can become your experience.
发生在那些弟兄姊妹身上的事情，愿意在你的心中成为实际。
Without trying to imagine what is going to be the outcome.
我们不用去想象到底什么样子的结果。
You can be absolutely sure it'll be good, it'll be wonderful, my brothers and sisters.
但是你可以百分之百的肯定是美好的，是奇妙的。
The Holy Spirit is free to invade your life.
如果圣灵有这样的一个自由，可以来进入到你的生活里面。
Make the Lordship of Jesus Christ a living reality.
他可以把耶稣基督变成我们生命中的实际。
Allow him to build the character of the Lord Jesus Christ in you.
让他来把耶稣基督的性情组织在你的里面。
Grow the fruit of the Spirit in you.
来让他在圣你的身上结出圣灵的果子。
And help you understand that you are a member of the body of Christ.
让你明白你是基督身体的一个分子。
And he wants you to be a functioning member.
让你成为一个有用活的
身体。And he's already given you some gifting that will enable you to be a functioning member.
他已经给了你一些圣灵的恩赐，让你能够尽功用。
But with this matter of the fullness, we begin to experience these things.
为了得到丰进入丰满里边，我们就可以来经历这些事情。
I wish I could come and look into the eyes of every one of you and say to you, my dear brother and sister, this is part of your salvation.
我愿意来到每一位弟兄姊妹跟前，看着你的眼睛对你说，这是你救恩的一部分。
Now, if you've already experienced it, hallelujah.
如果你已经经历到了，感谢赞美主。
But I find that not enough of God's people have entered into this.
但是我却发现并不是很多的神的儿女进入到这个实际里面。
So don't complicate it.
所以不要把它变得非常的复杂。
Just go to the Lord and tell him you want Elon Parakleton to come into your life in fullness.
就简单的到主的跟前去说，我需要圣灵保惠师丰满的来到我的生命里面。
Maybe you can say to him the same thing that happened to those brothers and sisters on the day of Pentecost. Whatever happened to them, I want it too.
你甚至可以跟主说，无论在五旬节的时候，在弟兄姊妹身上发生了什么事情，我也需要这样的事情发生在我的生命里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's have some prayer. Some of you brothers and sisters pray.
让我们一起有一些祷告。